Jim, I want to start with you. We're going to also be talking to Matt Urban. Matt is a managing partner with New Point. You had this idea during these trying times of the COVID-19 pandemic to make a short film. What was the idea? Take us through your concept and tell us what's happening here.
Well, I mean, it's no surprise, of course, that everyone is indoors these days, sheltering in place and trying to do their best to comply with the efforts it's going to require to keep us all safe. And so we were talking amongst ourselves about how we could, frankly, just record this moment in history in our community. And we discussed a few ideas. And what it quickly came to, what we quickly came to realize is that when you think of community, you tend to think of lots of gatherings of hundreds, even thousands of people, or sometimes a small family gathering. And what was missing, of course, in these days were all of those public gatherings. That sense of the negative space that you get when you take the camera up hundreds of feet above the scene and you get the sense of the scale and scope of this situation was an idea that occurred to Matt and I as a way to convey that while all of the action that you're typically seeing in big gatherings isn't happening, what is happening is all of the sense of community that's in fact occurring behind doors, behind inside buildings where it can't be seen. Yet it is equally, if not more important than the sense of community you get when you have large gatherings. And so we figured out how could we display that? How could we show that? How could we convey that? And using a drone seems so obvious, and Matt and his team did a great job there.
How do you convey that, though? I mean, usually Wilmington is hustling and bustling, especially during the lunchtime hour. People are out on the streets, they're shopping, they're going to restaurants, they're going to the theaters. How do you show such emotion or enforce such emotion amongst the viewer when there's nothing, when there's emptiness?
I was going to say, the emptiness kind of speaks for itself. When you get to a perspective that so few people ever get to see, and you see a place like Constitution Yards, the beer garden in Wilmington, completely empty. When you see the Christiana Mall parking lot, completely empty. It speaks for itself. And it's almost strangely poetic seeing those vantage points. But we really didn't have to try to hit the viewer over the head with the concept, because it's in seeing those locations so empty and devoid of activity that the point really comes across. But we also were very conscious that we didn't want it to just be a sense of bleakness and just emptiness for the sake of emptiness, because, again, to the point of what Jim said earlier, there's an intentionality, there's a resolve behind what the community is doing at this time. And so that's a lot of what we wanted to impart at the end. Once you see these scenes, then it really turns around to, what are we actually doing here? What we're doing here is we're building for the future. We're doing this all together because we need to. And it's just a very, very interesting juxtaposition of the emptiness along with the sense of community.
Just letting our listeners know, we changed people there. That was New Point managing partner Matt Urban. Matt, to continue with you a little bit, you kind of manage this project. So walk us through from the start of the project to the end. How did you handle this? It was done over a 4-day time span, I think.
Yeah, it was actually, we shot Easter weekend. We shot Saturday, Sunday, and Tuesday over 3.5 days. Jim and I worked together on a list of what we thought were the most appropriate locations where we would most likely see the stark emptiness that I was speaking about, whittled down to a list of maybe 20, 25 different spots, and then just drove around and found good places that we could launch from, and just got up in the air and saw what we could see. And in some cases, we had to be mindful of where there was construction happening. Like there's a shot over the field house and the sports fields down at the university, the Bob Carpenter Center and the big football stadium under construction. So we can't necessarily show that. Rodney Square was under construction. So we had to kind of just adjust based on what we were finding when we were on the ground.
Jim, I'm going to go back to you for a second. Jim Donahue, again, the managing director at New Point. Why just Wilmington? I know you guys are based in Wilmington, but Delaware is, you know, a fairly small state. Why did you decide just to take on the city of Wilmington?
Well, I don't know that it was a conscious decision to just take on Wilmington. In fact, many of the shots are outside the city proper. In fact, in the title of the film, we call it Greater Wilmington. Because, yes, we were conscious of the fact that we had limited time and limited capacity to get this done. And, again, we wanted to capture that moment. So our concern was that if we traversed the state over a course of days, that we would have that much less time to put together something that we felt would have had greater impact if it were immediate. And so we kind of went for what we could get and do well, rather than expand our scope and try and reach things that would have taken a lot more time to pull together. So I think there was some value in the immediacy of this project and capturing the moment and in sharing that moment with as many people as possible, as quickly as possible. So we kind of combined our geography, but it is in fact Greater Wilmington. You might think of it as sort of northern Newcastle County, but who knows? There may be other films in the future.
Jim, what's the main message here? What's the takeaway? Do we want the world to know that the people of Greater Wilmington are kind of sort of pulling together and working toward a post-COVID-19 future?
I think that's exactly it. So if you watch the film through to the end, the main message, as Matt said earlier, is that there is a sense of the future here, that what we're building toward is not simply staying indoors for the sake of staying indoors. We're building for a future that will come faster. We're helping each other flatten the curve, as is popularly said, and we're working toward a future where we can all get back to something a lot closer to a normal life that much faster. So it is a hopeful, uplifting film in the end. Yes, the scenes are stark, but I think there's a beauty in that starkness. Then the beauty is what's not happening. That, again, that use of negative space, if you will, what you don't see are all the people who are pulling together, creating a sense of community by behaving in ways that will get us to the finish line a lot faster.
Matt, I'm going to give you the final words here. Anything about the film that I'm not asking that you want people to know about?
Well, I think one of the things that's really remarkable is the amount of attention that it's gotten in such a short period of time. We really didn't know what to expect. We were doing this and putting this together to some degree for ourselves, as a way to process what's happening, but certainly also for the community. But the response has been really astronomical. Over the course of the first 24 hours, we got about 10,000 views of the video, and it just continues to be spread on social media. And what's happening is people are seeing it, and then they're posting it, and their friends are seeing it, and they're posting it. So clearly there's something here that is connecting with people in a powerful way. And we just couldn't be more proud and honored to be a part of this community and to put something like this together to help everyone understand this point in time and commemorate this point in time.
How long is the short film and where can people view it?
It's just under 3 minutes and it can be viewed on our YouTube channel. If you search for New Point Marketing, and that's NUPOINT Marketing, you'll find the video there.
One of the things, Matt did a great job with the music bed, and I think that's important. And hopefully when you watch the film, you'll get a sense of that. The way the music builds up through the film and ends in such a hopeful manner, I think adds a lot to the feel of it.
What kind of music?
It's a standard production production bed. There's a number of different stock music libraries that we work with, and I just searched through there to try to find something that seemed to match the feel. I wanted something that had a kind of a soft opening that really played a balance between melancholy and hopeful, that builds more towards hopeful. And I always pick the music first before I start editing, because music is so much a part of the emotion of a piece. So I picked the music then and then started cutting the video to that. And there's a point in the end where the music kind of builds and then it just stops. And that created the perfect opportunity to, that's where we then start to put the message that we're trying to convey, which is that message of hope. It talks about the emptiness, but it talks about the resolve of the community and talks about seeing the future. And it just really, really worked and built towards that moment where I could then tie the visual with the music.